Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Fry this beef stew. Fry this beef stew.
Yeah, boy, it's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. What's good? Welcome to the Underground Showcase. I'm back in the house. You know how it is. Got that kid War Child coming on in a little while. It's going to be real crazy. He got a new mixtape that he did with my man DJ Chase Lee. So you know all that's going to be funky. We're going to talk about that for a little while. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to head into some music, man. You know, we're going to do some new stuff. I'm going to play a new joint from my man, Marv Gardy. Let's free Marv Gardy. Marv Gardy, that's my homie. 132, 129, Linux, stand up. Ain't no turning QB back.
Production.
Let's get it.
Yeah, man. It's Money Marv. Marv Gotti, yeah. Whatever you niggas want to call me, man. That nigga though, I'm in this bitch. Huh? Shoot, holla at me, nigga. No, we ain't faking jack. They push me, pushing back. We get to crack the jack. Nigga, the captain back. Streets keep calling while I'm smoking my weed. But QB's gonna have me bowling in a bunch of different leagues. So, no, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. I'm in this booth just cooking crack. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. I'm in this booth just cooking crack. Yo, nigga, my hard work paid off. I don't sell dreams, I'm Gotti, not Madoff. Got the green light from school, so now it's time to take off. When I decide to pump my brakes, that mean it's time to take off. I'm talking right now. Get comfortable and listen. I swung through them fucking jail doors on a mission. I made this shit happen, there was no time for wishing. I told my nigga Blaze money, keep these hoes tripping. Fucking with my older niggas, learn how to flip bucks. Make sure my money ride before I throw my chips up. Every day I get up, sipping like a dream. Cause I open doors for my niggas that we never seen. Whip from walking through them halls. Stairs all pissy, now I'm moving in this game. And they can never evict me. A low celebration, let the Henny get me tipsy. Cause they took me out the hood, and I know them fiends miss me. No, we ain't faking jack. They push me, pushing back. We get to track and jack. Nigga, the captain back. Streets keep trolling while I'm smoking my weed. But you beats gonna have me rolling in a bunch of different leagues. So, no, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. I'm in this booth just cooking crack. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. I'm in this booth just cooking crack. Strap my seatbelt. I'm on the road to my money, no, I ain't living back, and that's a fucking fact. My brain in the future, my body in the present, and I'm thinking more like a Maserati in the weapon. Two just kicked on me, these consistent bodies that I'm checking. I'ma go get both some stacks on that Marv Gotti necklace. Tell you, bring his cameras, we gon' make a fucking movie. I'm the center of attention, they watching what I'm doing. My buzz getting bigger, so they clocking when we moving, trying to get that paper right. So we got options when we cruising. Patience got me paid, now conversations are caution. Young nigga from Linux sad, making all these boss moves. Humble by my profit, anything extra, you keep it. No time for walking through precincts, depression gets increases. When you slipping in these streets, and you spitting on these beats. When they act high, I got it in the game.
I'm a beast.
No, we ain't faking jack. They push me, pushing back. We get to track and stack. Nigga, the captain back. Streets keep trolling while I'm smoking my weed. But you beats gonna have me rolling in a bunch of different leagues. So, no, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. I'm in this booth just cooking crack. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. No, I ain't turning back. I'm in this booth just cooking crack.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah. My man Marv Gotti on that one. Shout out to my man Q Beats. Yeah, that joint right there is crazy. Oh, man. It's your man Big Stu on Beach Stu Radio, the Underground Showcase. Once again, shout out to my homeboys, the Block Club DJs. Tomorrow night would have been my first day at 99.3, but I had to turn it down, man, like I was telling y'all. But big shout out to the whole team. Going to make sure show some love. You got some cats, DJ OC Forever. You know what I mean? DJ Milk. You know what I'm saying? They over there doing their thing. Make sure you go support them. You know what I mean? But I'm still here. DJ Big Stu, Beach Stu Radio, my home forever. Forever, ever, and in a day. Yeah. Obama, y'all. Y'all know what that means? President Obama is rocking. He killing Mitt Romney right now. Make sure y'all get out there to vote. Mitt Romney, whatever Ryan his name, I don't even believe him. That's his real name. They lie so much. You know what I'm saying? But what we're going to do is we're going to get into some music, man, till my man get here. We got War Child coming in the building. Going to talk about some of his stuff. You know what I'm saying? A lot of his music, man, it made, like, you know, soundtracks and a lot of films. A lot of you rappers don't know about that. Y'all know about you. Y'all just want to get y'all stuff in magazines or get it on Dot Piff. But, man, I'm going to tell you something. You make money when you get your money in the films, man. So when you got a little stash and you got about 5-6 songs getting played in some films, that's some pocket change, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk to homeboy about, you know, how he did that, you know what I mean? Because that's what he's doing. He definitely putting out some hot songs. He creating the buzz. You know what I'm saying? He's making a name for himself. But that's just a key plus. So we're going to holler at him a little later about that. Big shouts out to my man Kappa. He in the building. Know how he do. Beach Stu Radio. We in the building. Shout out to my man Big Boo. Spoke to him earlier. Y'all be prepared. The Showboat Classic will be starting in October. That's what my man Boo told me. October will be the winter showboat. It's going to be crazy. So, you know, we're going to be airing that live on Ustream. You know what I'm saying? Beef Stu Radio. So, you know, we're going to be having all the games, that whole event, that whole hoopla. You know, they be going crazy. It's going to be live. Games are going to be live for millions of people to see. So that's going to be hot. So, you know, we got some more things coming up. You know what I'm saying? Once again, support Sisters on the Grind mixtape. It's still out there. I'm going to give you a little taste of them Harlem Kids. This is out there right now. We waiting for my man War Child to get in the building. We're going to get into some of his music. Shout out to my man Dominique. Help always showing me, the great talent for the underground. That's what it is, baby. Let's get it. Beef Stu Radio. DJ Big Stu.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJ. CJ.
Upgraded, I'm certified in the streets, my nigga, I graduated. You claim me, you crazy, this ain't crazy eight. Play the wrong card, we pullin' out crazy 38. Nigga on the beat wildin', shootin' like Ray Allen.
Big shout out to my man Mills Cass on this one. Shout out to everybody on the 109th Street. And a big shout out to everybody who came out to the Clinton Project Labor Day. You know what I'm saying? Old timers. This is how we get down. Let's get it, y'all.
Peachy cream, y'all sweet as pie. Pockets never empty. Cut my fingers is filthy. Them people always on it. While I'm posted on 10th Street. Get straight cash on Lexag. Got Dempsey bad. She walk past. She go. All my niggas gon' pull around and let it loose. Give and go. Concrete Mac Mentu. To go on hard with this pencil. Feeling like the president. They wear smoke that presidential. Smoking presidential. Oh God, I 410. Trapping on the block for the narrows. Copping O's like a bowl full of cereal. I'm talking about the niggas can't hear me though. I'm talking about the niggas really can't hear me though. Flow so froze, that's where the beat cold. Shivering, pictures that trying to beat me. But it's in TNT's up to get me. DT's on the block, do you feel deep? Fuck that mouth chair with a 10 piece. Floating around, couple pounds of the 50. I'm so high, I'm dizzy. We stack bread, no blippy. Get money from rich or I'm not. Get money by the stick and the top. On a strip with a clip and the Glock. Low key with a couple of rocks. Low from the cops, I ain't trying to get knocked. Fuck around, I ain't trying to get shot. Fuck around, I ain't trying to get rocked. Summertime, we gon' open up shop. Dope fiends and broken rocks. Wet heads on a cocaine block. Needles up on the steps with aluminum foil and medicine top. Hot boys stay up the corner. I'm up the block in the coochie spot. I'm rolling up presidential. Smoking on Barack.
Smoking presidential.
Oh God, I'm high. I be in the trap. Hola, choppa, I'm high. Straight cash is the team. Like Sav is the scene. Fuck around, hear that, hear that.
Darkness come light, yeah. Where we struggle comes a champion.
Real, recognize real.
We from the streets where it's hard, you heard?
Already know Harlem.
Only option is riding out.
For sure.
Therefore, what else would I do? Yo, Q. Stu. The whole hood was popping. Let's go. Come on.
This is here, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This shit can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
Who laid the foundation? Times was up, and I needed motivation. At the age of 10, he gave me a younger brother. Showed me there was more than just a block to discover. I knew the streets better than my own father. Like living in the fog just made my vision sharper. And life ain't easy, it only gets darker. I was given the willpower of a young King Arthur. Never bowed down, so what a wise man told me. Survival of the fittest, the grimy
dog.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here now. I know one day I'll meet him and finally greet him. I feel sorry for those that feel they don't need him. I don't judge anybody, only he can judge me. When it's time for me to go, I'ma go one deep.
This is here, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This shit can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
Pain, frustration, it's hard to find motivation. Time speeding by like pictures on your PlayStation. I'm a main station, more workforce. Enough determination, throw the earth off course. Wanna die, but I gotta live, lot to give. Things were twisted ever since he received the red. Fight to survive, won't run or hide. No one but I will try, will succeed. Guess the jealousy, cowardness, hatred and greed. I stay myself, never play myself. Why would I ever betray myself? Fighting him in the mirror, cause sin in the mirror. And blacking out seem like the only thing logical. Hear it in my music, I preach it like the gospel. Ride if you wanna get rolled over. Highs on the future, the crime never over.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
I'm tired of hearing life's a bitch. She's more of a grown woman, stop being a bitch, dog. And take a strong man, gotta be convinced. Nothing's easy, if it was, everyone be rich. And what fun is that with no more haters on your back? IRS beef and tripping, don't know how to act. I say a prayer for my loved ones under
survive. Coming up, never had a plan to retire. The drug game getting bigger, ain't no way around it. America, the beautiful, is just the way it sounded. And I don't care about the media or paparazzi. Love me, hate me, all they can do is watch me. Middle fingers to the judge, better knuckle up. Got a plan to make millions, better buckle up. Never ever hesitate, time to lock and load. Careful once to detonate, cause the block explodes. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
Hey man, we ain't ready yet. Hey, I'm caught on the beat, man.
It's live, so it's live, so
good. I like my music, I like my engine when I speed up.
Block club DJ.
thugs turn to stars, throw the car needs pimp. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot filler. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Filler. Bartender rewind and shots at the killer. Hill up, will up, ATZ that nigga. Hard work pays off, acts made off. 30 bottles of rolls, let's have a spray off. My body the target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob herd. This the life we live, do we DC? Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
I was just wondering, what's this crowd of people here?
Like you run a stable. Animal party, team every blues brothers type shit. Revenge of the nerds, multiplied by 10. Spring break, super bad bitches, kind of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm McLovin' the craziness, it's on another level.
Okay.
Mardi Gras up in the
Let's
kitchen,
go.
Woodstock up in the
Let's
yard,
go.
Carnival up in the
Let's
pool,
go.
Hedonism on the lawn.
Yeah.
We don't need no water, let the motherfucker blow up. Take the towels off the bitch, I wanna see you show up. No limits, no hoes, bars, heavy tolerance. You mix them all together when you hit it, so some crazy
Let's
shit.
Go.
Frat party wasted,
yeah.
Project
yeah.
X shit.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody leaving, we gon' barricade the exit. Mandatory by the whole week, worth the party now. Wanna see you spinning in the morning. Project X, frat party wasted. Cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement. It's going down.
Chicken to chest, yeah. This how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Project X, frat party wasted. Cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement. It's going down.
Chicken to chest, yeah. This how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once again, y'all know how we do it. We do it real big. Beeps through radio. As promised, in the building. My man War Child is in the building. Welcome to the show, bro.
What's up, DJ Big Stu, man? Appreciate it, man. What up, Big Stu Radio, man? Y'all know how it go, man. We about to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, we want to thank you, man. First of all, we want you to let the people know where you're from.
Oh, man, I'm from Philadelphia, man. Born and raised in Philly. I live in Miami now. I've been down here for about 4 years. Just grinding, man. I love it down here. It's a different vibe, man. So I'm from Philly, but I'm out in Miami right now.
Okay. So how long you been in the game, you know, putting it down?
Oh, man, I've been spitting for a minute, man. I think the first time I recorded, I was 12 years old, man, out in Philly, man. I've been doing this shit for years, man. I never took it serious, man. I was just always on some mixtape shit, you know, never getting my songs mixed and mastered, just hitting the block, you know, smoking, letting niggas hear the tracks, like, you know, man, check out my joint. But I feel like when I got to Miami, I looked at it how they do down here. It's all about making hit records, and now mixtapes is actually albums now, street albums. So, you know, the game is changing, and I think, you know, now I just try to elevate my mind to the business side of the game. So I've been doing it for a long time, man, but I would say for the last 4 years, I actually started taking it serious on a business tip.
Okay. Do you feel it's, like, different, you know, for you out there in the Miami market, being that you came from Philly, or do you feel like your style adapted out there, too?
I feel like I'm definitely different, man. I mean, when I first got here, you know, I kind of was nervous to think that the people wouldn't send me the open arms when I listened to the radio and how cats was down here promoting they mixtapes and projects, whatever, but they took to me well, man. I mean, they actually embraced me harder than I thought, and I'm still to this day kind of shocked, like, the number of fans I actually have in Miami, and the way they actually opened their arms to me and really stand behind me, it was like, damn, it was shocking. It was even better than back home, so it was like, I'm still stunned by that. So I think I'm the same artist. I don't really think my style has changed. I think I just grew in the last 4 years as an artist overall, so I think I'm still the same artist.
Okay. So who are some of the cats that inspired you?
Man, man, it's a long list, man. I mean, I think everybody in the game from the era I come from, you know, Freddie Fox, Bumpy Nux, M.O.P., Gangstar, you know what I'm saying, Beanie Siegel, The Lox, you know, Ghostface, the whole Wu. You know, man, it could go. I'm going to feel like I'll disrespect cats if I don't bring up certain cats. You know what I'm saying? Fat Joe, 50, you know what I'm saying? Even going back, KRS, Lost Professor, Nas, of course. Nas, one of the biggest. The list just goes on, man. I mean, Main Source, you know, just all the old, the real cats, Boot Camp, Click, Big, of course, Big. Pop, like, all the greats, man, you know what I'm saying, from that era, man, that's the era I come from, man, so everybody that was in that era, unless you were straight whack, I just, you know, inspired me.
That's the song. Now, how did you hook up my homie, man, DJ K Slay, man? That's how I grew up with my, that's my homie, man. We grew up together in East Harlem, man.
Oh, yeah, actually, my homegirl, her name is Amina, man, that's where she's from. She's a booking agent. And, you know, she saw the dude out here struggling, man. She saw me really grinding. Actually, man, it's kind of crazy because a dude I was working with from Philly, he kind of burnt me for some paper on some stuff he was supposed to do for some music for me. And Amina had, you know, was part of the situation. She got burnt too. So she kind of called me screaming on me like, nigga, don't you put out that video that you did with my vixen and this and this and that. And I was like, oh, what you talking about? She's like, you don't know? I'm like, nah. So she was like, well, you know, my model didn't get paid. I'm like, what? I get a nigga the money. And she's like, what? So me and her actually got close off of that, you know, to the point where, you know, she didn't even want the money back. When I kept offering it to her, she was like, no, nigga, you know, your brother just died. You got to see. I'm like, no, you know, take the paper because business is business. And I took that loss, and I gave her the money back when she didn't want to take it. And it's kind of crazy just to show cats out there listening, man. Sometimes, you know, good things come out of bad situations. So she been riding for me ever since. And, you know, she grew up with Slay. Her and Slay got a real good relationship. And I told her I was trying to put a mixtape together. I was talking to drama people about it. And she was like, no, fuck that, nigga. You a hip-hop nigga. You a East Coast nigga. You need to go with Slay first. And she called Slay up. And Slay, I sent them the single, The Streets Is Back, with me, Capone, and Billy Dance MOP on it. And from there, you know, it's just a rap. So that's how the whole Slay thing came together.
That's what's up, man. That's kind of deep, a real deep story, too. You know?
Yeah.
Cats, you know, I thought you was going to tell me something else when you said that. That's real deep, man.
Real but shit, right?
Note, huh? Say again?
I said, that shit it gets real like that. They might not even want me to tell that story, but shit, I got to keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
K, my man, you know Big Stu from Clinton Projects. We go back to the B-Boy days and the graffiti on the walls and the Wall of Fame and all that, man.
Okay. Well,
Andy came on my show back in the days, man, me and my cuz, Fat Cat. But we're going to get into this joint, Mad At Myself. That's one of your joints that got rocking right now. What was it when you did this joint? What made you, what was you inspired
to do? Man, my nigga, I was, man, excuse my language, I was in a fucked up spot in life. This was just a couple months ago, you know what I'm saying? I got a girl, my seed, she got two kids. I'm down here in Florida, man. You know, our bills got backed up. Like, we ain't had nowhere to go, you know what I mean? And I flew back to Philly to, you know, kind of go backwards in life, you know, to hit the block. And with my people, I know that's getting money. It was just a whole crazy situation, man. I was sitting there in my man third floor, my man Big Neck. And I was just down on my luck, man. I had a family in Florida hoping I came back with money for a new place to live. And I was just like, you know what? I just started writing this joint. I turned the beat on, and I just wrote down what I was going through and how I felt at that time. And I was like, damn, you know, whatever I got to do to get this money, take care of my family, I can't be mad at myself at the end of the day because I did what a nigga had to do to, keep, you know, feed my family. So that's where that whole record came from.
All right. That's what's up. We in the building with War Child. We in the building. We about ready to get into this joint. Hot, Mad At Myself. We going to be back. We going to kick it some more with the brother. Let's go.
From all those times I ran from the cops, or retaliating on the enemy, returning fire after they shot. Yeah, I was out there hustling. I had to find some way to eat. Productive member of society, maybe not, but I stand on my own two feet. Homeless in the streets, nah, I can't even go that route. I got a family to feed by any means. I'ma put food in their mouth. I'm a soldier on the front line, every day sacrificing myself. If I die and come back again, I can't be mad at myself. I've been hungry, can't ignore them growls in my tummy. So how could I ever be mad at myself, boy, for getting this money? Yeah. Nah, I ain't lying. So many of my people's dying. Can't be mad at myself for not leaving home without that iron. These streets is firing and the cops is shooting back. Anything to protect my family, and you can't be mad at that. Take a look at my face. You will see no fear,
hey, hey.
No teardrop tattoos, but it might go down in here. I don't want no trouble, homie, I come in peace. Can't be mad at myself when they test me and I unleash that beast. It's hard out here, I maintain, boy, do what I gotta do. Pain in my eyes, window through my soul, take a look, boy, see what I'm going through.
This is Beef Stew Radio. That was my man War Child. Who's on there with you, man?
Hey, that's my man Trey Corbin, man. He did a lot in the game, man. He sung backup vocals for cats like Music Soul Child. He out of Philly, man. He a real dope singer too, man. He on the rise, man. He got a lot of stuff going on. He like a soulful singer, man, but he definitely a dope dude.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, man. Do you feel rap is in a good place? I always ask Kat this now because, you know, with YouTube, the fighting and the warring, and when up-and-coming cats like you coming in the game, do you feel like, you know, rap is in a good place right now?
Honestly, on the business side, I feel like it is because as an independent artist, you know, no disrespect to record labels or none of that craziness going on, but as an indie artist, it's harder because you got to do everything yourself. But, you know, you get most of your money yourself as your own establishment back from your, you know, if you ain't doing no stupid deals and you getting your own show money and merchandise and your own music. I think it's good that way because the artists can eat more if you really grinding and it's lucrative. But on the music tip, man, I mean, I don't want nobody to call me a hater, but I personally just don't bang with a lot of this new music coming out. I don't even listen to radio. I don't listen to nothing. I'm still, you know, back on Inspector Deck CDs. I just personally don't feel a lot of his music no more, man, because I just feel like it ain't got no substance, no purpose. You know, you can have two chickens at the same time, but, you know, what you telling the shorties out here that's coming up that need some inspiration, they think, you know, at the same damn time I could do this, but what happened to, you know, Cream and Casuals, everything around me, and niggas was actually talking to niggas like, look, this struggle, you don't want that. You know what I mean? I'm telling you my story, so, you know what I mean? You go to college and play this music and realize where you don't need to be, man. It's hard in New York. It's hard in Jersey. It's hard in the world, man. And I just don't bang with a lot of the new music. So no disrespect to the new artists. You know, a lot of cats, you know, they want to come at me. They're going to come at me, but that's just how I feel. You know what I mean?
And what you feel about that, you know, just to touch on something I, you know, kind of talk about too, you know, like if you tell cats you don't like their music nowadays, you know, you could have beef with them, you know what I mean? You could be filmed on YouTube and hip-hop. What you think about that element in the game?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I support cats just because I know that grind ain't no joke. Like, I would never tell an artist who's hungry to his face, I don't fuck with your music, not being fake or nothing, but I just don't like to discourage people because there's people that don't bang with my music like that. But I take it on the chin. I don't take it personal because I feel like music is a thing of, it's supposed to be a feeling, you know. If something don't grab you, it just don't grab you, you know, and if it do, it do. So, you know, I'll never tell a cat to discourage them, like, oh, I never hate it, I don't like my music. I want to really never start no beef. I ain't really got time for that because to me, a lot of this internet beef and all that ain't real beef. Mm-hmm. There's real cats out here you know, getting their head blown off on in the streets every day, all the back and forth, Twitter, and, oh, doing, I'm do this, do that, man, that stuff fake to me. That's not real. So I wouldn't even step into that with none of these cats because, you know what I mean, that ain't where I come from, you know what I'm saying? I just wouldn't even touch it. So I wouldn't ever diss nobody, but, you know, I wouldn't diss nobody because I respect the grind, but, you know, I won't, you know, support it 100% what you're doing, so I don't feel it, you know what I mean?
So the joint you got, Google Me Now. Now, a lot of your joints be making soundtracks and, you know, films and all that, right?
Right.
Explain that, you know, to cats out there, because now that's a good way to get in the game that cats don't even understand, and that's put some good change in the brother's pocket.
Yeah. Basically, man, I kind of did it backwards, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a ton of street tracks. Like, that's why the Streets Is Back mixtape with K Slay is kind of like letting cats know, like, yeah, you hear the Google Me Now tracks and stuff. I did that stuff because in the game, you got to make those kind of tracks. Even if it's against your will, you're like, man, you know, I feel this track, but it ain't me. You got to have those kind of big tracks if you want to eat to get that exposure and get, you know, TV and movie deals and placement and stuff, because that kind of bread is around forever. Like the cats in the Circle, where I record at down here in Miami, it's a studio called Circle House. They had that song from the Bad Boys show, the Bad Boys. Man, them cats is eating off of that. I mean, yo, off that one song, they got this multi-million-dollar studio built. And everybody recorded there. I seen Christina Milian there. Nas recorded his joint with Damon Marley while I was there. I mean, these cats are making money off one song on the TV show that come on every day. So I would tell a lot of cats, man, get into that music licensing and stuff like that. Even if you don't blow up to be as big as Lil Wayne or Rick Ross, you know, you definitely can still eat off your music and get it heard. So that's definitely a lane that all indie artists should try to, you know, pitch for, make them kind of songs that to get into TV. You know, tracks, that's just my commercial stuff, man. But I think the K-Slay mixtape, The Streets Is Back, is going to let cats know, like, okay, yeah, he made these kind of tracks, but this is him, the real raw him right here. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, that you can tell it's coming from my heart. It ain't nothing I was like, well, let me make this to be catchy and to get it here or there. This is just like straight raw.
Okay. Now, let me ask you now, that joint was in the Paris Hilton joint. Did you get the meter behind that or was it just pure money?
Yeah. I mean, what it is with licensing, it goes, I never met Paris Hilton for one. I never had the chance to meet her, but I got a lot of good reviews off of it. I got music right now on the Eva Marcella show, the girl from America's Next Top Model. She got the show on Oxygen, Girlfriend Confidential LA. They used like 10 of my tracks. And I didn't meet her, but, you know, she be on Twitter retweeting my tweets. And I was like, damn, you know, I even put that in one of my songs. Like, damn, I got America's Next Top Model retweeting my tweet. So that was a good look. You know, that felt personal for her to be retweeting my stuff. But I never met Paris Hilton. The money, how it works with licensing, just to get cats a 101, the bigger the show, the more the royalties. Like, Paris Hilton's show, I didn't really make a lot of bread off that because, you know, a lot of people didn't like the show. She's not like a big, like Kim Kardashian, or she's not popping as much as she was, so they didn't play the show that much. And it's like radio royalties. You only get paid off how many times they use the song. So I would tell cats right now, if you get music on a show like Jersey Shore where they play it all day long, every time you turn MTV, it's on, those are the kind of shows that you really eat off. And I ain't get one of them yet, but I'm on Jersey Shore. I'm on their ass because that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Hear that. You gotta get
them. It's all about how many times they play it, you know what I'm saying?
I hear that. Well, we're going to get into that Google Me Now joint. I hope y'all had your pens and your paper out there taking some, you know, taking a lesson, because it's more to this hip-hop game, man. It's rhyming on the wax. You can make a lot of money doing that. I know some other cats that did, you know what I'm saying? So I remember when Daddy-O did the Polio Cheese commercial in the studio I was working back in the days, and I know he's eating off of that lovely to this very day.
That's
So let's get into that. Google Me Now. We got War Child in the building. Excuse me, I was getting ready to say wow. We got War Child in the building. let's get it.
Showrunner, it's War Child. Google me, baby.
Big dope tracks, man. Shout out to Kane, man. He doing this thing, man. Any artists out there want to get some fire tracks, man, definitely holler at my man Kane, man. Y'all can Google him, C-A-I-N-M-A-Y-N-E. Actually got the new video called White Caddy with Yari Sanchez. He produced that joint too, man. We trying to get it on MTV Jams and 106 and all that right now. Shout out to Yari Sanchez too. Show mad love. I bang with her.
No doubt, no doubt. So, what would you tell some cats out there that's trying to get to the point where you at right now?
Man, dudes just got sacrificed, man. Like the industry labels want you to come already pre-polished and have this going on, that going on. I say do it yourself, man. That's why I ain't really with a big major label. Not saying I ain't had an opportunity, but you know, it's like, man, you know, you got a pizza in front of you. You know, it's slices, man. You can have let a label walk in the door. You like, man, I grind all for 5 years to get this pizza. I'm talking about pennies off the ground, anything I had to do.
tap dance, you know, on the corner like a bum to get some change to get this pop right here, and then you let a dude come in the door like, man, I like how you grinded to get that pizza, you know what I'm saying? Let me get like 6 slices. I'm gonna leave you with 2, and we're gonna do the thing, you know. That I just say that to break down, you know, the whole business with the industry thing. And I will tell cats, man, you know, if you've been out there blood, sweating, and tearing, and, you know, your daughter needs Pampers, but you're trying to get an email blast and stuff like that, definitely don't let nobody come and take your whole pie from you, man. You sit down and break down that pie with the cats that was behind you, believed in you, was running around the cities like, yo, my man, Hot Man, listen to his joint. You know, get them something to eat, man. Don't give it to people who don't deserve it. And that would be my strong advice for cats coming up in the game. If you grinding, man, you know, keep it amongst your family and your loved ones, man, and don't get raped, man, because we all seen it happen. It's great artists like The Lox, man, you know, with that whole Let The Lox Go campaign, man. I was really, all of us was really into that because it shows you, man, them cats are one of the hardest working cats in the game. And, you know, they still ain't get they just do the way they supposed to, man. So look at the legends, man. Watch their stories, man, and try not to, you know, go that route because they showing us through their struggle, man, what not to do.
And as for War Child, man, what can we expect from you from the future, man?
Hey, man, just, you know, keep trying to make good music, man, and staying in tune with the hood and to the streets, man. You know, this whole thing started in the Bronx. A lot of cats forget that, man. I'm from Philly, but I pay homage, man. This thing started in the BX. You know, the streets of Harlem, the streets of Queens, the streets of Brooklyn, Staten Island, to Jersey, to Philly, man. That's where it all started and it started spreading, man. So I'm going to definitely just stay in tune to the streets. So when y'all look check for my music, my mixtape, just know I'm in tune with y'all, man. Shout out to everybody, you know what I mean? DJ Big Stu, Billy Dance, M.O.P., my nigga Capone, you know, Mr. F.A.B. out the West Coast, all them features that's on the mixtape. We trying to grab Styles P right now. Shout out to the whole NYC, Philly, you know, Beef Stew Radio, man. I really appreciate y'all being here, man. This is one of the realest shows I've been on, and you definitely doing your thing, my G, so I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad to have you on here, man. You know, I just want you to stay in touch. Just let the people out there know where they can get your music at right now.
They can hit my website, www.warchildmusic.com. That's Warchild with a Y, WARCHYLD, music.com. On Twitter, follow me on Twitter, at Warchild_ENT, Warchild with a Y, always spell it with a Y. And, you know, just, you know what I mean, Google me anywhere in the toolbar, you know what I'm saying, my music on iTunes, you know, but definitely check out for that K-Slave mixtape, man, because that's my pride and joy, my little baby, man. We definitely about to put it out there and hope everybody enjoy that. So it'll be everywhere online, man, so just look out for The Streets Is Back, man, featuring M.O.P., Capone, Mr. S.A.B., and a few other surprise features, man.
That's what's up, man. You know we're going to support that. On that note, we're going to get into that White Caddy joint. We want to thank once again War Child for coming to the building. We're going to give you much love.
Thank you, my brother. Okay.
Yeah, you got it, man. So let's get into this joint, and we be back. Beef Stew Radio.
It's War Child. It's a K-Man production. Circle House. My white Cadillac, that white caddy boy, get me in a whole lot of trouble, you know. As much as I hate to admit, them white walls, my white Cadillac, the nightlife, parties and the women, the lust of my flesh, second guessing how I'm living, bottles everywhere, I bet you think that I'm happy, from the outside looking in, but inside you see exactly. The best of both worlds, seems I got the worst. My mama always told me that home comes first. I'm out here grinding, networking my career. Meanwhile, I got a beautiful woman home in tears. The word she screams whispers in my ear as I watch her get smaller in my rear view mirror, making eye contact. I can see what she fears. I'm just hoping that this pain will disappear. So stuck on what I gotta do. Plus I got a meeting with my accountant around 2. So caught up in my business, I forgot where my heart is at. These my thoughts in the all white Cadillac. entertainers can relate to me. They should steal these words, more or less take them. See, there comes a point where we all need to realize what's tainted and what's real in front of your eyes. Does my bank account make women into me? Or the men chasing them somehow envy me? I just knew I was shedding good energy. White walls on the caddy add insult to injury. The whole world wants what they can't have. Why do people cry when they should laugh? Why do people laugh when they should cry? Judging me by my outfit, saying I'm so fly. And I ain't in this game for attention. I really love music, that's by honorable mention. Tell my girl that I love her, but baby, I'll be back. Huh, getting back in that all-white Cadillac. Got on my Gucci watch, Louis scarf, can't forget my Gucci socks, Prada shoes on, $1,000 jeans, diamonds another story, got a house on my ring, got about 50,000 stashed in my glove compartment, 35th floor, Miami Beach view from my apartment, got a maid to dry, cleaners deliver now, ex-girlfriends on Facebook, crying rivers now, in and out the country, shows overseas, when I want something, I don't have to say please, all this. I thought this is what she needed. She only needed me. I was too blind to see it. As I opened my eyes, she saying goodbye. I can't pretend like I don't know why. I guess she's tired of me saying I'll be back. Getting back in that all-white Cadillac.
No, don't try.
Take me to another land, far, far away. Nobody knows my face, I need a clear conscience, a new start, a new beginning, a new heart. I wanna be one with the land like avatars. I'm tired of the fast life and the fancy cars. Close my eyes, take my pulse rate. I wanna see the pearly gates. Stress is a drug, I overdose. Now I'm sitting here, kinda chromatose. I need a sign, it'll be okay. I'm going with the wind, drifting away. Though I'm depressed and my sky's gray, I'm proud today, I'm free as a bird. Spread my wings and just observe the world from a long, long distance. I'm letting go, no resistance. I'm headed where the sky meets the ocean. The last wave, the last cloud, no motion. Inhale, exhale, I'm not coming back. Oh well, I'm at peace, I found my way. I'm slowly drifting away.
Thanks.
Q Beats Production.
May I have your attention, please? Mic check. Mic check one nigga. Is that you? Mic check two niggas. I might just check three niggas.
I'm a motherfucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa. Motherfucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa. Hold up, pussy nigga. I see you tryna test me. Watch me bust this game open like a taxi. You feeling testy? So go on and test me. I'd love to show you how I roll. You reconnect me. If shot queen in this bitch, you feeling lefty? I'll be damned if a pussy nigga come flex me. Cause you a mess me. Y'all niggas mess me. Little bitches turn digits, going for riches. I'm on a mission, play my position. Your music fiction, my shit's a vision. Let's see to whom the blessing's given. It's back to fiction, you burning bridges. Make your decision, watch the nigga you kissing. Because something is missing, yes it's so. This shit here getting old, you should do what you told. I'm going for the gold, cause shot queen never fold. New queen to this shit, but I'm phenomenal. Fucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa. Motherfucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga. Whoa.
You can call me Rocky, Mr. Rockman, a rock star. Rookie on your block, boy, rocking out like a trap star. Be cautious, watch the trap door, snitches ain't them jack boys. See, I know them jack boys have a kick in your back door. What I do that for, cause nigga, I don't know you. Just watch that whole shit, cause nigga, I hold you. Expose you and feed you to the monsters that I eat you. Pull it sweet, sweet pussy, I make them niggas clean up. They act like it's something they never seen. Up, up, close, like a ghost in your face. See the terror, bro. This is no terror squad, no fear in the heart. Nigga, play that part until someone died of the dark. I see you, damn, nigga, is you see through? Need to put some real in your body so we can see you. Cause they keep you doing that, no, it won't make it. Especially on my side, nigga, something on paper. I'm a motherfucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa. Motherfucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa.
Crazy, out of my mind like a rock star. Playing on my stage, get your bang with my good stuff. Yeah, you hoe, you little niggas looking like an avatar. And yeah, we party hard, but you still get fucked up. In the zone, fuck on, mono overload. The sound of the money, yeah, it's music to my soul. Feel what shots say, bitch, do what you told. And I'm cruising sky high so I can know I fly low. When I reach the top, I let my band drum roll. In that independent kitchen, bitch, I make my own dough. Up against any test, I let my truth have a show. They win it, let my fuse, I let it sit, things blow. So hot, they see me blazing. You matches don't pay me. I'm on my shit, and best believe that I make it. Proof of my label, purple haze on my plate. Party like a rock star, high all day. I'm a motherfucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa. Motherfucking rock star, so rock your body, nigga. I'm the baddest bitch you feelin', give you that feeling. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa. I'm a motherfucking rock star, nigga, whoa.
So the moral of the story is, watch the company.
QB Production.
You hear this shit? It's coming from Southern Sound Entertainment right here. Damn, Mr. CEO. What up, Tony? Shit, you hear that shit? DSW.
Submit! So if I see you, nigga.
You see me?
See what's happening, partner.
What's happening?
One time for my greedy grove, nigga. Y'all thought I was going somewhere. Yeah, yeah, like that. Hell yeah, I'm back. Hell yeah, that's crack. Straight just like that. Yeah, yeah, like that. Cause y'all niggas don't really know me
his fame.